Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Carmen Hara. So excited to be live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Hometime Radio. I'm doing this show for many years. And one of the number one topic of the show is actually relationship. And we're going to talk about what's your relationship type tonight. And if you know which kind of a relationship are you in and how you can work things out in terms of the seven types of relationship, because each serves a unique purpose to your own evolution. As you know very well, everybody comes into our life as a reflection of the things we need to work on. There's nothing new. You heard this a million times. But tonight, you know, we're going to talk about relationship that can be sometimes confusing, especially when our emotion blind us to their true purpose. What's important for you to know is that at some point in your relationship, you'll find yourself asking a loud voice, why is this person in my life? What kind of a relationship is this? Because there exist seven types of love relationship. And as I said, every one of them is meant to be into your life to help you evolve. The relationship you attract depend on the interaction between your faith and your free will. They are very representative of the amount of inner work you perform, the lesson your soul agreed to learn. They depend on the timing of your life and so on and so forth. So relationships are extremely complex. And I will go through the seven kind of relationship that exist. So look for a second, listen to what I have to say and look into your own life. Take a deep breath and tell yourself, this is the one I'm in. Is your relationship transitory? Is your relationship stagnant? Is your relationship just a compromise? If your relationship is complementary, is your relationship a karmic one? Is your relationship toxic? Or is it your relationship of a soulmate relationship? Now, we will kind of explore in details in a few moments, and I'll help you understand which one you currently are in. I actually wrote numerous articles about this topic, and this is one of the things that I'm talking in my new book that's coming very quickly. It's going to be released soon, and it's called Plus One, The Numerology of Relationship. I'm actually combining the concept of time with the human archetype, so it's a combination between psychology and the ancient teaching of numerology. So I found that an interesting idea to combine these two. Why is it important to comprehend the scope and the reason of your relationship? Do you know why? It is so that you can recognize your weaknesses, your potential, your strength, your restriction, your everything about it. Now, many people are in limited relationship, but they don't acknowledge this fact, and they suffer much disappointment when it doesn't progress the way they expect. And I think there's nothing worse than being in a relationship that seems like stagnant for years and years and years and years, and you have a feeling that nothing is moving, everything is kind of going backward. But there are people who are in true soulmate relationship, and they sometimes, you know, don't acknowledge that. But those relationship, I have that kind of a healthy, perfect bond. The bottom line is that we must understand, as I said from the beginning, the true role, the true meaning of a relationship. So we don't restrict the relationship from taking something that's called its predestined course, one way or another. So if you're in a transitory relationship, you have to acknowledge that. You have to be okay with that. We have to let it unfold that way. Now, this is a calling show, so I'm very excited to take your calls anytime you want to talk to me. And the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And I welcome all my people listening to the show. Don't be shy. Just feel free to connect with the show. And, you know, even if you probably don't feel comfortable in giving me your name, it's okay if you give me a different name. That's fine. There's nothing wrong about that. All I want you to call in and let's talk about what's going on in your life. Where do you stand in your life in terms of your significant other? And is there something I can help you, shed some light into and restore the relationship you're in and make it a million times better? It can be done. So also I want you to know that my previous book called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetype is also a relationship book, and it's also helpful for everybody who wants to reevaluate the way they think about love, because there's nothing more important, and nothing hurts more than love, and nothing is more important than being in a good love relationship. So I would want you to get the other book if you want to re-examine your core belief or liberate yourself from people and places that you don't need anymore, or identify your partner's archetype. The problem is that we have so many divorces in this world just because we don't know an archetype. And this book helps you determine your archetype and determines the way, you can commit based on knowing your partner. It's just so significant to find a partner in your life whose definition of commitment will match your definition of commitment. So it's important to know how to build emotional intimacy with your partner and also eliminate the external influences that are very frequent and apply the solution to resolve your relationship problem, because that's what all my books try to do. But I'm going to go now and go through the seven types of relationship. I'm going to start with the first type of relationship, which is actually the transitory one. Now, probably you heard of transitory relationship, probably you didn't. But transitory relationship, they exist or act like a bridge between two phases of evolution. And when I say that, imagine a relationship that can help a girl becoming a woman by teaching her the first lesson of love. Or it will have somebody who goes through a divorce, a loss, or a separation until that person heals and feels ready to embark on a new relationship, like a new long-term relationship or in a new marriage. Now, transitory relationship, how can you actually distinguish them? They mark by intense chemistry, by desire, by excitement, by adventure, but they are lacking authentic commitment, even probably authentic love. Instead, they mostly involve a love of the sensory, like relationship often start, by feeling vulnerable, or right after something that happened to you, you feel like a divorce is a prayer, you feel vulnerable, you're weak, the important aspect of this relationship or being involved in something like this is not to attach too much and being capable to let go. I've seen so many cases in which people are in transitory relationship, they cannot let go. They're not letting go. This type of relationship is being temporary, serves a purpose. Serves a purpose is pushing someone from one chapter in their life to the next chapter in their life. And when you evolve to a relationship like this, you know, you will realize that this is not working for you anymore. It fills us out, and it's something that you can easily leave behind. But if you find yourself in that transitory relationship, it's necessary for you to understand the characteristics of this relationship. And unless genuine emotion arises, your relationship will conclude in the right moment. So don't expect devotion. Don't sometimes expect all the loyalty from your partner who's just in your life for a brief period of time. And allow this relationship to run its predestined course. Do not stress or over aspects of this relationship. Just have fun. Think for a second, you need that healing force. You need to be healed from whatever happened to you before. So it's time to enjoy, and it's time to welcome someone else into your life the moment this relationship ends. So take the opportunity, you know, that is presented to you. So these are the so-called transient transitory relationship. I'm going to go to the next one. The next one is called, I should take the next one, the toxic one, because these are the most problematic of all, because they have such a low vibration energy. It's just trying to mix water and oil. You can stir them forever, but those two substances will never blend. You know, you might ask why anyone would stay in a relationship that's plagued by constant bickering, never-ending argument, but you don't be surprised to learn that it's what habit makes us become. Now, toxic relationship, they occur when two, you know, people don't really match energetically. However, you know, on top of the partner being incompatible, the chief reason their relationship turns into sore is because they refuse to do their work together. And sometimes by being careless, negligent, and being sort of inconsistent, the two people, you know, participate in turning their relationship into toxic. Now, neither partner in the type of relationship feels good or at peace. Even if the relationship is more toxic for one than to the other, you both people in such relationship will feel a sense of unease. But toxic relationships are identified by disputes over little things. The partner will turn defensive, if not downright hostile towards each other, constantly misinterpreting what the other says or does. So one partner could be putting away the dishes and the other one will just take them and move them to another cabinet. And that is enough to trigger an entire, you know, war. But there's also, you know, there can be also bigger issues at play, such as manipulation, withholding, abuse, cheating. It is both small and large differences that characterize a toxic relationship. That's what is the characteristic of it. It's never just one matter. So ironically, at the end of the day, the partner will return to each other, sometimes like nothing happened. This is because they've gotten used to bonding, you know, over this relationship, because no work is being done to resolve the enormous issues and problems. So the next day, what happens? We will deliver the same disaster. But if this relationship like this becomes abusive, verbally, physically, run away with the speed of light. Anyone will tell you this. But relationship eventually will end because, you know, one of the partner will, or probably both of them, will have reached their own limit. So escape from such a relationship is the biggest thing that could actually happen for both partners, because it's freeing yourself, you know. It's finally getting to normality. Now, I recognize, I want you to recognize if something like this is happening to you, if you're a relationship that's in threat or in a toxic one. And if you want to talk to me about it, feel free to call in 202-570-7057. I'm going to go to the third type of relationship, which is actually a stagnant one. What's a stagnant relationship? A stagnant relationship is a relationship that starts off great and steadily, you know, reaches a plateau. It can go anywhere. This is the main defining feature of this type of relationship is hiding a brick wall that makes everything stop in its track. It is necessary that the partner did anything. It's not necessary that the partner did anything wrong, or if they are performing something right. It just doesn't matter. It's just like in a toxic relationship. This has reached its spiritual capacity. This is what I call, you know, something stagnant. It reached that plateau, it doesn't go anywhere. And it cannot get any further. So things what happen, just for a second, what happens to a body of water that doesn't flow, like in a pond? It becomes dirty. It gets infested with bacteria. That comes true in a relationship that doesn't move forward, that is stagnant. You know, it reaches, you know, a moment in which it is like you cannot take it anymore. And stagnant relationships are very common. I am constantly visiting by clients who and patients who stay that, oh my God, you know, I hit a bump in the road of relationship and I don't think I can go anywhere. For instance, I remember a lady recently. She reported to me that she's been dating a great guy with whom she got along very well, but they couldn't move together. And because of he was living with his daughter from a previous marriage, and they, something prevented them from moving. And that relationship was never able to move past that problem. And it died out this way. I remember another lady recently who she was talking to me about dating a man overseas, and they've been talking daily, felt such a mutual connection and affinity, but seeing each other became impossible. The pandemic hit, and a year later, 2 years later, they were still seeing each other on the screen without the possibility of meeting. So the couple decided, you know what I mean, to let this relationship go because the relationship was completely stagnant. So as you can see, you know, there are all kinds of situations that can make a relationship become stagnant. Another type of relationship is the compromise. These are very frequent. Compromise relationship, you see every day. I should say out of, I'm not exaggerating, you know. Compromise relationship are probably 80% of 100 relationships. These are extremely common. Because it occurs when two people form a union based on an arrangement of comfort, such as financial stability, social standing. So many relationships that are meant to end continue because both partners have become so used to each other that they find it difficult to part away. So in other words, they settle for each other. When people settle for each other, they're in the comfort zone. They share a house. They have kids together. They feel obligated to stay in spite of the fact that they're not in love anymore. Probably they've never been. So relationship based on compromise, such as stuck in a comfort zone, are very common. So it is crucial to your well-being to evaluate whether you truly satisfied with a partner or just comfortable. Ask yourself, which one am I in my relationship? Am I really comfortable, or am I just really happy with my partner and satisfied with everything? So being in a compromise can become, you know, extremely boring. to put it this way. Most common, most results is one of both partner staying, sort of finding love outside the relationship in order to find romance, excitement, love. So at the end, it may result in a separation, or people can continue to live like this because this cannot be really compared with a genuine connection, with a real commitment. But in my practice, I heard patients declare that their spouses are great parents to their kids, provide for the family, but their relationship is just a compromise. So this is what you should be honest to yourself. Listening to the show, you say, which relationship am I? Is it a compromise? Is it stagnant? Is it toxic? Is it transitory? So just be honest with yourself. But anyhow, I'm going to take a short break and I'm going to go continue with this read, and they take all your calls. So hold on the line for a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. We were talking about the different types of relationships, love relationships, of course. Now, I want to ask Christopher before that to let me know who's calling me, because I have a new phone, so it looks like my Skype is not working. So, and WhatsApp. Okay. My WhatsApp might not be working either because my phone is so new. Okay, so I'm going to talk to Patty in a minute. Oh, I can see now. So it's Patty, then it's Cornelia, then it's Susan, then it's Lelani. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But let me continue 2 seconds briefly about complementary relationship that are usually when two people... you know, they are very connected. There's a strong bond, you know. It's a step down from a soulmate relationship, because complementary are harmonious, are uplifting, and each partner is balancing each other emotionally, mentally. So they can compromise at a certain degree, but usually complementary relationship are long-term, relationship, a lifelong relationship, and they are generally consistent, and they don't diminish with time, like toxic relationship, a stagnant relationship, a transitory relationship. So they have a different potential. So there is a caveat to those who believe that in this kind of a relationship, you will still experience a fair share problem, because there's no such thing like smooth sailing in relationship. Now, the partner in a complementary relationship can still argue over little things, disagree on fundamental matters, and if they are not happy with each other, you know, they will put an end to the relationship at the end. But unlike karmic relationship, which are very much influenced by an action that took place or there's some connection from the past, in this kind of a relationship, plenty of room for free will. So free will plays a big role in complementary relationship. Now, the partner in this relationship can make truly beautiful things together. They can travel the world, they can raise a family, they can make lasting memories, and they can even turn a successful business together because they're so compatible. The difference between this compatible relation and soulmate is that the partner don't fit each other just like two pieces of a puzzle. That's not that perfect connection. There's something always missing. But complementary relationship, it can be, you know, as powerful as the hand of destiny in shaping the course of a relationship. And then we have karmic relationship, like those, you know, are so interesting and extremely powerful. Because I always describe karmic relationship, when it's good, it's great. When it's bad, it's awful, because they are so intense. It's like two people that have that magnetism from the beginning. It's simply irresistible, that person. This relationship is also prone to a lot of disagreements and a lot of old problems. But there is a deep-seated desire to be dutiful, to sacrifice for one another, a deep sense of cooperation. Relationships that are karmic, a relationship that you learn a lot of necessary lessons, both as a couple and as an individual. But when the karma is settled, the relationship may come to an end abruptly, like it has never happened. Sometimes karmic relationship can be soulmates. I've experienced that. I had a karmic relationship and a soulmate relationship with my husband. If they are that kind of a relationship, they will endure beyond the completion of karma. The karmic relationship are always enriching, progressive, enlightening, whether they are just temporary or very long term. But if you find yourself in a karmic relationship, you have attracted a soul who you knew before. So try to pinpoint the reason why this person is in your life once more. Why is it that you must resolve or change in yourself or in each other? Maybe your partner hurt you, if you believe in past life, or maybe you know he's there to help you again, or maybe you had kids with this person in a previous life. Now, karmic relationships are powerful and passionate and can be tremendously positive once you grasp the nature of karma involved. Now, I remember casing a lady coming to me, and she was telling me how much she loves her husband, that one day out of the blue, she's meeting a man, and she couldn't help it, and she went for that. She was aware that was wrong. She's cheating on her husband, but she said she had no control over this new relationship that came in her life that she couldn't explain. She couldn't get out. So I've seen situations like this that can happen. Even you are happily married, you know, with someone, and everything seems to work perfectly. Karmic relationship will surprise you in intensity. And the last one, which is the seventh type of relationship, is a soulmate. Now, I wrote articles on Huffington Post about soulmate relationship, and I found them so interesting, so powerful, because a soulmate relationship is one of a kind bond, reaching deeper than physical, emotional level. Soulmates are by far the most powerful, but a very few, and when they occur, they last the test of time, and they will survive the test of time. So this kind of relationship is marked by a profound connection between two people, and even, you know, can be very difficult to convey. Sometimes you don't even know how to define this. Soulmates just get each other. Soulmates just finish each other's sentences. Soulmates are best friends, best lovers. They share the mentality of us against the world. When two soulmates have found each other, the feeling is like two pieces of a puzzle. Like I said before, those two pieces of a puzzle, they fit perfectly. Soulmates can't wait to come home to each other after a long day. They link telepathically. They look in each other's eyes. They know their needs. They know their emotions. They understand each other better than anyone else. They never grow tired of each other. And they play together because they're so good for each other. They elevate each other's thought, potential, abilities. Now, this is an ideal situation. Very rarely you find soulmates because their relationship is something that has so many positive aspects. Very few things in the world can break two soulmates because their connection is out of this world. Soulmates can also have mutual karma, or they can, you know what I mean? They can have ties to past life in which they never finish their business. But if you find a soul yourself in a soulmate, I wanna tell you, you're really lucky. I wanna congratulate you because this is the purest, the highest, the most unconditional love, type of love relationship that exists. Now be thankful for this because many people wish they will meet their heart's other half, but that doesn't really happen so often. Be as involved in a relationship as possible and dismiss insignificant problems from the outside world. Now together, you are a sublime force. Treasure your partner, take joy in every moment, and know that your soul have reunited at last. It's just so magical, so powerful. Very rare, as I said. It can be difficult to disentangle our emotional knots and understand the core function of a relationship. But detaching ourselves from our feelings just enough to assert the authenticity of our relationship can make a world of a difference in the quality of love we give and gain and receive. So I wanted to kind of reflect a little bit about the seven types of relationship, and I'm going to go now to Patty because I know she's been waiting for quite a while. Hi, my lovely Patty. How are you, my dear?
Hi. Doing okay, but the reason I'm calling, I'm going to give you an update. Well, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. I want to give you an update about my mom. My mom was in the rehab back in April, and uh-huh. Now she has some setbacks. She was rushed to the hospital last Monday because she had a racing heart, but then mm-hmm. the week earlier, she was diagnosed with urinary tract infection.
And well, that can be the reason of the racing heart.
Okay, because I know you're a doctor and you
right.
went to medical school, so that's why
yes.
I'm asking you not really as an intuitive person, but more mm-hmm. as a physician person.
So as a physician, I tell you that a racing heart can be rooted in the problem with the thyroid, which is very common. It can be related to a little bit of an anxiety, which older people tend to have anxiety, severe anxiety, because there's a constant disturbance in the neurotransmitters in the brain as we get older. So the chemistry of the brain is act like the hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, those as we age, you know, they drop. The same thing comes true of the hormones in the brain, but that do affect the pineal gland indirectly, which governs the thyroid. So when the thyroid shows signs of being hyperactive, then the first symptom will be a racing heart. So this is, we can only know this if we do a test of the thyroid.
Thyroid came back normal. The thyroid,
so, but not the T3 and the T4, the TSH. So the one that shows us if the T3 and T4, which are the level of the thyroid hormone, may be normal, and yet the thyroid can be hyper or hypo. So, and that can cause, that's one aspect. The second aspect, any infection in the body of any kind, especially if it's a urinary, will affect the heart and will make the heart go speed and speed and speed. Now,
What happened was that the few days before that she was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection, because my mother has AFib and congestive heart failure.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I got
what happened,
well, let me ask you, what is your mother on? Because she should be on something.
Yeah, she's on
metoprolol, yeah, toprol is a metoprolol or toprol. It's the same medication. It's actually, it is a heart medication, and it's supposed to control AFib. It's supposed to control a racing heart. So I'm surprised. How many milligrams? Do you know how much she takes?
Yeah, she used to be on metoprolol SUCC, 50 milligrams.
50 milligrams. That's not a bad. That's a 25 milligrams. The lowest 50 is a
50.
Is a 50, normal.
50
yeah, 50 milligrams. It's a seems to be a normal. It's a low dose still. Usually some people take 100 milligrams. You
yeah.
know, you can
now
go up
she's
to
on. Yeah, the hospital gave her not the SUCC anymore. They told me to take the metoprolol TAR.
Yeah, it's better.
100 milligrams.
Right. 100 milligrams, so that's better,
right.
Yeah. Actually,
but
that
like,
will help her get better. But do
okay,
you know if your mother has high blood pressure or no?
Yes, she does. But now ever since she had the urinary tract infection, her blood pressure is lower.
If the blood pressure is lower, it means they regulated the infection, mm-hmm. and the dose of 100 might be too high. So here where if it goes too low, then we should cut on the 100 milligram, put a 75 or 50, go back to the 50 milligram.
So
and
what's
that's what
what's
the doctor
your...
should regulate. How low is it? Now, the standards of good blood pressure now change in the medical field. So the standards are not 120 over 80 like they used to be. Believe it or not, they are 100 over 60 now. So the standards are lower.
Yeah, she's 110 over something. But she used to be like 140 over 70.
140 is already considered to be blood pressure. Yeah, and 110 is a very good blood pressure, very normal, and it should be kept this way.
Right. But you're medical intuitive. Do you think that she's taking the wrong medicine to suck, or is it too much?
I will not take metoprolol. I will take atenolol instead of metoprolol. I think it will be probably better. I'm not 100% sure unless I see her medical all the blood work and everything. But I'm convinced that, intuitively speaking, I'm convinced that she will get better, and I'm convinced that the infection is gone. She needs to do another test.
Okay.
And I feel consequently, but I do feel like we need to regulate what she really takes, how much she takes, and she should ask a cardiologist about taking atenolol instead of propranolol.
All right, so I'll contact the doctor because she's been on metoprolol for years.
I will change the medic. Usually when you run on medication for many, many years, the body gets adjusted to it and might not respond to it like it used to in the past. And then you end up by taking more and more, you know, up to doubling the dose. And that is an indication that the body doesn't respond. That's why switching it to atenolol, in my mind, it seems very right.
All right.
That is very good to prevent a heart attack. Atenolol is even better than propranolol in terms of preventing heart attack and strokes. And
right.
Something else that I recommend is taking, for your mother, something that for everybody listening, I'm glad that we touch upon this. Taking krill oil, you know, omega-3 will prevent a heart attack. Studies of Harvard and Cornell University do show that everybody taking one pill a day of krill oil will never have a heart attack or a stroke, no matter the heart condition. It's something that I highly recommend based on all the studies that exist right now. So if you love yourself, take a krill oil every day. You can find it on Amazon.
Carmen, my mother is from South Italy. You know, omega-3 is around in the south of Italy.
Right.
Fish.
But,
right, she eats fish.
Right,
I agree.
But taking an extra supplement, I highly recommend an extra supplement, you know?
Okay,
that's
a good idea.
Write me a write me an email and I'll attach the one that I highly recommend, because there's different products over there, but I know which is which. So there's one specific that I highly recommend to your mother, and you'll actually see a huge improvement in her health after this.
All right. Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to call to see. I know she's 90 years old. I know.
God bless her. God bless her. She will be around. I don't think she's going anywhere, my opinion.
I know. You said that to me already. You see 93.
Yeah. So she's not going anywhere. God bless her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send her
my
love.
I know. It's just I know it's going to be so upsetting when she does go, but I have to realize that she's 90 years old.
She's not going anywhere. So just celebrate every day you have with her.
Yes, yes. That's for everybody.
Now,
if you're old or young,
I agree.
I
agree.
All right. Thank you, Carmen.
I love
and God
you,
bless
you. You too, my dear.
I love you too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Cornelia. Hi, Cornelia, my love. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. I'm very happy talking to you. And hello.
Yeah, I can hear you, Cornelia, my love.
I mainly called you to tell you that I got the job. And really, the name you were telling me, somebody else. And my manager is Steve. Now, only thing, a little problem. I get back in an ex place. Were for sure, I don't think so you remember, because we talked about, I think, 5 years ago, that that was the lady, Carmen, who I ran from. And now I get back there, I said, maybe it's a good chance to fix my karma, because you were telling me that in my life, something like this is repeating like a karma for me, this losing job.
It is, usually.
Went back to fix my karma. Now, please tell me, what do you see? Because the lady, Carmen, is still very mean to me, extra mean.
Well, the woman is mean by definition. That's who she is. And, you know, you can feel only sorry for people who are mean, you know. Talking about creating bad karma on a daily basis to everybody around them. But she's mean because she's not well inside. She's not happy with herself. You, on the other hand, are a very kind, loving human being. I'm surprised that somebody who's so well-rounded or so healed inside will attract a broken woman like this one. I'm surprised. But what you can actually do is avoid her and don't interact with her. Do you need to interact with her?
Yes, I do, Carmen, because she's my supervisor, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, what I do right now...
Do you need to interact with her on a daily basis, or you don't need to interact with her?
On a daily minute, not just basis.
On a daily,
What I'm doing now, I'm a knitter. That means there are some electronic knitting machines. What we're doing, the programming, we're feeding the machine, we make sure they are okay, we need us. From maintenance to everything till the material comes out, we are three girls... for 10, 12 machines over there. So we can work, we have to work, you know, in a way like when you do the knitting effectively, that's how you have to imagine us too. Always all of us are around the 12 machines. And it's not established that, okay, those three machines are yours, those three machines are mine. No, all of us, we have to work all over. And she is the supervisor. And she has even physically bad health. And she's sitting in the middle of the room, is another Romanian girl who we work like crazy. She wakes up sometime doing some things, whatever. And she watches me from the beginning to the end, every single minute, and she's being extra mean with me.
Got it.
So what do you think, Carmen? And what do you feel from my manager, Steve? How she sees all this situation?
No, your manager likes you. He hired you because he thinks you're very good, and he needs you. He's also aware this woman is mean, but this woman has a health problem. Do you see that?
Yeah, she does. She does. She had surgery. She had knee surgery, and she cannot really, like, for her to stand on her leg from 9 to 10 hours.
She can.
It's kind of exhausting.
I don't see her.
And that's telling you she's being
My vision, if you trust my vision, I don't see her around for long. I see her being out of this job. I mean, leaving the job.
Of course I trust your vision. That's why I called you to tell you that whatever you told me so far, everything, even the guy names, you told me 2-3 weeks ago, it starts with S. Yes, it starts with S. It's Steve. His name is Steve. My manager names is Steve. Of course I trust you more than anything. But Carmen, how long you think she's going to be around? Because like, I don't know how
3 months.
Really I can survive in this condition. Because me, with all my heart, trust me. I'm telling you so honestly. I went back to fix my karma because you were telling me always, Cornelia, how long you gonna run? That's, you're not gonna solve that. And I had the occasion and I said, okay, let's go back. Bye. Maybe it was my fault that I ran away. And I tried and I was so nice to her from the first moment when I stepped in. I even said, I'm sorry for your loss because between this time, her husband passed away. So I went back and I was so kind to her. And she just keeps being so very mean to me.
But she's around probably another 2-3 months. 4 months, but not longer than that. She will need another surgery. So this would be sort of your way out of this situation, you know?
But do you see me, Carmen, in your vision? You see me remaining over there and somehow surviving this situation in a good manner?
Yeah, absolutely.
If something happens and it is a polemica, would my manager back me up or no?
He will. You'll be too fully on your side.
Yeah, that's what you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, Carmen. So thank you so much. I wish you a beautiful evening. And
too,
I truly, truly thank you for everything, because everything what you say, it comes true for me.
Okay. I love you, my Carlinia. Bye, my
I love you, Carmen. Have a beautiful and blessed evening.
You too, my love. Okay, so I'm going to take a short break. Then I'm going to go to Leilani and then to Susan. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in 1 second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. So excited to talk to you about relationship, the 7 types of relationship, a theme of my new book called Plus One that is going to be released very, very soon. I'm so excited about this new book. And I'm also excited to be on Om Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and especially taking your calls. So now I'm going to talk to my wonderful Leilani. Hi, Leilani, my dear. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. I'm actually doing really well today. Good to hear your voice. Congratulations on your new book.
Tell me, how are you, my love?
You know, I'm good. I've been alchemizing some energy and just doing some forgiveness work, but I'm really ready for that soulmate.
Yeah, you have to bring that. You know, when I did those seven types of relationship, did that resonate with you? Do you think you had any relationship like this in your life? Any of this? Which one you thought you had? Just give me an idea.
Well, I definitely had, I think, three soulmates and one karmic relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
I think my last guy from Morocco, I think he was a soulmate.
Because soulmates are not so indestructible, you know? So what
we agreed from the beginning. We agreed from the beginning we were just going to come together for a short time because he wanted to. He's 16 years younger. He wanted to eventually get married, and I don't want that lifestyle of kids and marriage.
Oh, okay.
But we had a deep connection. It might have been past life too, like a deep connection. We were best friends. We got along well. We cooked together. We, you know, it was just wonderful. So I'm ready for that again in somebody more long-term.
Yeah. And so you had three soulmate relationships. Any other type of relationship?
Karmic,
okay.
The guy from Argentina, Joel, I think he was karmic. All of a sudden one day he was getting on a plane and leaving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think all these relationships were resolved as far as the connection with the people, so nothing is left unhealed or unresolved?
Not, I resolved my part with the guy from Argentina. He was so sad to be leaving that he couldn't even talk. There was no closure. He actually owes me money, but I believe I have to forgive all the men and move on.
Yeah, but do you think you need to forgive yourself?
Yes, I think I did that. I stayed in that relationship too long. I was too insecure.
Mm-hmm, agree.
At that time. Yeah, I was too insecure.
Agree with you.
Yeah, he was gorgeous. He was a musician. You know, he I should have just said, "This isn't working. You need to go," but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I know you've said for a while that you see a man, but here's the thing, Carmen. I don't want a man that's older than me. I don't want a man with children.
Okay, I understand that. What it is that you want? Because you know what you want, you actually can project, you know, so that you get what you want.
I want a man maybe 7 years younger, who's from another country, who's really... He has his own tools for mental health, and he's a world traveler and a dancer, and he's kind, and he has my back, and he's trustworthy, and we communicate well, and he's honest, and we can travel the world together. I want to travel the world and help women and children heal from trauma, and I want his help with that. And he's just really kind of solid and strong, no drama. Just he's healed his childhood stuff.
I can understand no drama, yeah.
Right. Like he's younger, but he's an old soul. That's what I want.
Right.
And he's handsome. I need a man that really sparks my flame. Does that make sense?
I cannot agree with you more.
do you think he's out there?
Oh, for sure. You have to manifest that, you know. You know about manifestation, and you know how powerful this can be. Yes, absolutely.
So there's a place in Boulder that on Friday nights has salsa dancing with no alcohol. I was thinking about going there just to get out a little bit more.
Right.
So
what? at any rate, you know, the most important thing is that you need to put this desire in the universe with the way, because everything you put out there, you have the power to translate into your reality. And I am absolutely convinced that this is going to happen to you. And you will tell me about
this year.
Sorry?
Will it happen this year?
Yeah, it will happen this end of summer, fall.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, my lovely Leilani, I
love
you.
Thank you. I can't wait to get your book. Thank you.
Okay, I love you, Leilani.
Okay,
I'm going to go to Susan very briefly. Hi, Susan. Oh, we're running out of time. Susan, I'm so sorry, my love. So call me next week and I'll be there for you. Be the first one I'll talk to. I love you, my Susan, and I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll see you next week with Christopher, my amazing producer, this wonderful man that Christopher is. I'm so grateful for him. Leani and all the people on Om Time Radio, I love you guys, and thank you for listening. I'll be back with you next week.